What I've found is that when there's conversation, when there's discussion, a much better, richer understanding unfolds. So anyway, for me, I found in trying to assess how to look at the last few weeks, this has been very helpful. I saw some things I didn't see. So more gratitude again for your being here. For the past few weeks, the focus has been on our deeply instilled obedience and on the importance of our being trained in this for maintaining a class system. So I believe that an enormous amount of force is required to overcome our natural tendencies towards solidarity, fairness, equality, unity. So ideologies had to be created, invented, to convince us to turn our backs on each other. And a key one is that our internalized discipline, another word for force and coercion, that our internalized discipline furthers civilization. And we've been discussing Jeremy Bentham, an Englishman who wrote from around 1770 to 1830, and the part he played in creating this ideology, an ideology we still live with today. And while many of us may not be aware, I believe many of us still believe in this ideology. So Bentham is particularly key, I believe, because he updated Plato, who said, "The art of politics is the art of herding the human cattle." And Bentham showed that to control the human cattle, you have to keep exclusive hold on the words, the defining, on the naming of things. And particularly key for we here in the U.S., because we have codified in the Declaration of Independence our right to pursue happiness, Bentham told power that he who rules the lexicon, the words, rules the world. Bentham redefined happiness as happiness with one's station, one's lot in life. And it was the responsibility of government, he said, the state, to make the people, force the people to accept their place. So it seems to me it is our responsibility, we the people, now that we are growing up and saying we don't want to be managed anymore, to refuse obedience, choose responsibility for the whole thing, our social world globally and the earth, in order to pursue true happiness. But in order to refuse obedience, we have to see it and see how we reproduce it. This is what we're here for. It's time to reclaim our world, retaking our words, redefining the terms and the cons by controlling the lexicon. First principles, said Bentham, he who makes the language makes the world. Whether we all agree now, we will all come to see how the economy is the language we've been trained to use, the lens through which we see, and using it will only cycle us back to captivity continuously until enough of us decide it's time to live consciously and design consciously a society that allows all to live so ongoingly. Class does not bring happiness. The creed of the U.S., we're told, is the pursuit of happiness. But I think we can agree, if we listen to our bodies, obedience does not promote happiness. At least if we take responsibility for the defining and fit the definitions to the compass, non-coercion and wholeness.